welcome back to another episode of The Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and I'm here to help educate, encourage, and empower you, the nonprofit leader, to raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission. And today we are in episode 89, and it's great because episode 89 is leading right into today's topic about our year-end 90-day challenge. So I want to challenge you guys today to take the 90-day challenge, okay? So we're just a few days over 90 days from the end of the year. And when the last quarter of the year comes, it seems like there's extra motivation, but we also know in the nonprofit world, people are extra generous at the end of the year. So we don't want to fall asleep in these last 3 months. This is the time that we amp it up and we kick it up a notch because we probably have calendar year goals that we want to achieve. So let's not, let off the gas. Let's kick it up a notch and let's take this last quarter of the year to the next level. So, okay, the 90-day challenge. Here's what I want to challenge you with, okay? So the challenge that I'm going to put on you is actually an exercise that Warren Buffett had done with his pilot. So the story goes, I don't even know where this came from. I don't know if it came out of a book or whatever, but it seems like the story is floating around. So I'm just going to share it. So some people call it the 5-25 rule. Some call it the 25-5 rule. Regardless, it's 5 and 25. So Warren Buffett had a pilot who had been working with him for 10 years. And during that time, he basically was, concerned at the fact that he's Warren Buffett. And here he has a pilot that's been with him for 10 years and he hasn't gone after his major goals. So if he's still, flying him around, there must be something else, something bigger that he wants to accomplish that he hasn't accomplished. So Warren Buffett had asked him, and if you don't know who Warren Buffett is, I hope you do, but he's the number three wealthiest man in the world, lives in Omaha, Nebraska. But Buffett started to ask his pilot, Mike Flint, to write down his top 25 goals. And then so Flint took some time, wrote down his goals, and after he wrote down the 25 goals, Warren Buffett asked him to look at his list and then circle the top five. So the top five goals that were on his list, and once he got those top five circled, then he asked him to go ahead and decide what was he going to do with the remaining 20 items on his goal list if he was going to focus on the top five. And the gentleman basically said that, the five are my primary focus, but the other 20 come in a close second. So they're still important, so I'll just work on them intermittently as I see fit. They're still urgent, but I still plan to give them a dedicated effort. And Warren Buffett responded and said, "No, you've got it wrong, Mike. Everything you didn't circle just became your avoid at all cost list. No matter what, these things get no attention from you until you've succeeded with your top five." Okay, it seems a little crazy, all right? So 25 goals and circling the top five and then eliminating, not even thinking, not even giving space in your mind to the 20 remaining goals. Okay, so this is my challenge to you right now, is that I want you to write down your 25 goals. And this is actually really hard. I mean, thinking about what do you want is hard enough. I know I've talked about that before, where it's really a challenge to really put language to the things that you want. Because in the end, most of the time it's safety, security, you want to be successful. There's all these things that kind of are just floating out there. And it's yeah, I'd like that. That'd be nice. But do you really want that? Do you really want it? And so that's where you have to kind of just sit down and jot down what are the 25 things that you want to accomplish, and then circle those top five items on your list. And then from there, you just shut off all the remaining 20. So when I did this, I actually had created this list because I was wanting to write my book, Fundraising Freedom, and I was so frustrated with myself because if you guys have been following my story, I had wanted to write this book for, since 2007. So, and my book was released in 2017. So it took me 10 years 10 years to get my book out. And it wasn't until January of 2016 that I decided that I was like, okay, I'm going to actually do this. But I was starting to have to like realize what was the thing that was holding me back from actually achieving that goal. And the thing was, is that I didn't have a burning desire to do it. And I use that language often, but the thing is that I'm like, whatever we have a burning desire for in our lives, we tend to achieve it. So think about all those things that you've done, whether that's getting married or graduating college or having a child, having the career that you're in, and doing the work that you're doing. Somewhere along the line, you had such a burning desire to do it that you shut down all the other things that you wanted in order to make that thing happen. So I don't want us to think about New Year's resolutions in January. I want you to think about these big audacious goals that you have right now. And let's not wait till January to do them. Let's focus on these next 90 days and really tackle this head on. You know, so for the next 90 days, what are we going to do? What are we going to focus on so that we can achieve our goal? Of course, this podcast is here for you, the nonprofit leader, so that you can raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission. And so if I would assume that you have a fundraising goal. So I would hope that in that top five list, once you create that full-on list, that one of those five goals is a fundraising goal. And when I say one of the five, I don't want you to have five fundraising goals. Like, it just doesn't make sense. You should have one big goal that you're trying to accomplish. And everything else, all the little details, all the things that come into play are all things that are going to get you towards that one big goal. So when I did my list and I wrote everything out and I came up with my top five list, I only had one business, one professional goal that was on the list because that's the one thing that I'm working towards. And once I hit that goal, then I can check it off the list and then I can move on. So for those of you guys who know, like, I mean, as a fundraiser, I used to work for organizations like the American Cancer Society, Special Olympics, and the ALS Association. And with each of those organizations, I just had the one organization, the one fundraising goal for that one organization. And now I work for a lot of organizations. I work with a lot of different groups of individuals. And so my goal is actually turned into a much bigger goal, which is how many people am I actually impacting? How many clients, how many people am I working with? And so my goal used to be to move from that one client, the one organization that I worked with. When I became a consultant, I was like, oh, I really want to work with 10 organizations. And then when I hit the 10 organization list, then I changed out that goal. And now that goal became, I wanted to work with 100 organizations. I wanted to work with 100 individuals. And I accomplished that actually just recently. And so now I'm focused on helping 1,000. And so, and I don't want to just like 1,000 people who listen to the podcast. I'm talking about like 1,000 people that I can actually work with, that I can train, that are going through a program of mine or coaching with me, something like that. And so I want to make sure that I have, I have the ability to work with them and move the needle in a much larger way. So, and then of course, underneath each one of those, that one big goal, I've got a lot of little goals because I want to make sure that everybody's raising money. But you can see how the one goal of helping over 1,000 people is on my top five list. And then next I have on my list, I actually wrote these out so that I could share with you guys. My top five is that reaching 1,000 people. We're building a house. So that is a major goal for us, is to build that house and to pay for it. So that's number two on my list. The third one I told you guys is that I really have been focused on exercise. And so I've been very diligent about exercising every single day, a minimum of 30 minutes a day. And that time that I've put in, what I found out was that only 1 in 10 people actually put in more than 30 minutes a day in exercise. So right there for me, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like in the elite 10% if I just work out every single day. That's crazy, right? That like doesn't even make sense. So I can be in peak performance as far as my health goes, as far as, you know, working out that part of it, having a strong body. I can do that in working out just over 30 minutes every day. And that's what I want to do. The fourth thing on my list was once I could get the exercise stuff down, I wanted to focus on the nutrition side of it. So then I move over, and that's actually where I'm at right now, is I'm trying to keep that exercise stuff going as I work on the nutrition side. And this is just making better decisions and going more towards the direction of what do I want to be for? And I've told you guys that in a previous podcast, what am I for? So I want to be for making good decisions on my nutrition. And that comes back to being strong and the exercise component of what I do. And then my fifth goal is actually around rest, because I want to make sure that I get good rest. I want to sleep good at night. I want to, you know, I told you guys I'm trying to take naps and getting up earlier in the morning. So there's all these things that I'm like working on creating habits around them, but they're all kind of stacked on top of each other. So you can kind of see like professional and personal goals, you know, that are interwoven into this top five list. And your top five list may be totally completely different than my top list. And it should be, you know, but I would hope that your fundraising goal is in one of those top five list. And we all have to focus on the things like on your 25 list, you might have some things that are bigger and more audacious. And in order for those things to happen, you have to get the first five done. And then you can start to move on to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But you can see that different seasons in your life are going to bring different focus. And that's where, for me, it was really important that that I focus on the things that I feel like I can tackle in this season. And so over the next 90 days, I want you to think through what are the conversations that you can have around your fundraising goal. So I'm going to focus the rest of our time here just talking about that fundraising goal, because the 90 days here that we have, I share with you over 31% of all donations are going to come in the month of December, and 14% of all the donations are going to come in the very last day of the year. So people are making big decisions here in the next couple months, and all those businesses are determining how are they going to spend their money in 2019 right now. And so we cannot sit back and not push forward on this big fundraising goal. Otherwise, we're going to lose out potentially not only for the next 3 months, but we could potentially be losing funds for 2019. And we're setting ourselves up for failure, which is not good, right? So over these next 90 days, I want you to jot down, you know, in that, like once you've got your 25 list goal, break it down to your five list, and then let's nail down on this one fundraising goal. What is it? What are you trying to bring in, and what's actually practical for you to do over these next 90 days? But once you can get this list nailed down, the great thing about all this is just how we're hardwired. You know, once you can shut down and actually shut off the other 20 remaining things on your list and only focus on the five, it'll be... it's surprising because I've been doing this, is that I just don't even put any energy into those other areas. I don't give it any thought. I don't, when I'm kind of just messing around and wasting time, well, my wasting time is focused on my five big goals. So it's focused on looking up recipes or looking at ways that I can, you know, get up earlier in the morning or, you know, get to sleep and get that rest in. You know, it's focused on the build for our house and my clients. You know, so all those things are like a radar, just like when you get that new car and you see that car everywhere. It just all of a sudden creates just top of mind for everything that you're doing. So it's really important for you to start nailing down what is most important to you. And all those things can still be important, those 20 other items on your list, but what is most important for you to accomplish? And I'm not saying that these have to be goals that are going to be accomplished in the next 90 days, but your fundraising goal is the one that I want you to really break down and start looking at what can I do over the course of the next 90 days. And then one of the things I want you to think about too, when we're talking about your fundraising goal, is how much time are we actually spending on the phone and in meetings with people? Because this is actually where all the progress is being had. Like that's where all the progress is being made. And so if we're spending all of our time getting ourselves organized and messing around with emails and you know, whatever it is for 2019 that you're thinking about, we have got to be on the phones and we've got to be in meetings with people. And I know we don't always love to be known as salespeople, but we are. And when you're raising funds, the only way you're going to bring in more funds is if you talk to more people. So we have to make sure that we've got a long prospect list, that we've got connections to people that we want to meet, and we start moving things forward. So I want to make sure that, you know, when you guys go through my fundraising freedom steps, the 7 steps, whatever step that you're in the process, I want you to just dig deep in to that process, to the steps, and be all in on wherever you're at. So let me go through those real quick, just in case you're new to the podcast. But the 7 steps that I teach spell out the word freedom, and they go just like this. Focus your vision is the F. The R is run your research. The E is enlist your team. The second E is enhance your brand. The D is deploy your team. The O is organize your ask. And the M is make your difference. So the whole 7 steps that we're teaching is going from the place where you know your vision all the way through to where you're actually making a difference and you're changing lives because of the donations that you bring in. Most people will jump right to 6. They'll jump right into organize your ask and they'll start making the ask to people before they have all the other steps set up. So be sure that you start creating this system that sets you up for success once you actually get to the place where you can organize your ask. So if you're going out and knocking on doors and inviting to be a part of it, I want to make sure that we've got our team actively engaged, and my team is the one that's helping to open up doors so that we can actually go talk to new people. So if you have some key volunteers that are part of your cause, that are part of the work that you're doing, I want to deploy them. I want to make sure that those volunteers are the ones that are knocking on doors as well. So some of the things that I'm talking about to move your goal forward, it may be reaching out to some of these volunteers so that you can create the game plan, so you can talk through how are we going to meet with that business, how are we going to get in front of that individual or that family, and let's start scheduling some meetings because we know in the month of December they're going to be making some big decisions, and we don't want to get too far out. Like, I mean, we don't want to wait too long to where these people are thinking about the holidays and they're thinking about family, and the last thing they want to do is have a meeting with a charity. So let's make sure that we can knock out these meetings, get them on your calendar as soon as possible. But this is the whole thing is that we need you to be working in your cause and not just on your cause. You know, because sometimes it's easy just to start working on things where it's like, okay, this is just all busy work, but we want you to work in it. So when I'm talking about working in it, that means that you're making those meetings, you're on the phone, you're knocking things down, and you're getting stuff accomplished. You know, you're getting into people's budgets for the following year. So this is just really important. We know that our success leans heavily on the conversations that we have with potential donors. So if people have the ability to spend this year or they have the ability to spend next year, we want to make sure that they know that we're an option for them to give to. So over the course of these next 90 days, we are going to be focused, 100% laser focused, burning desire. We're going to knock this thing out. Okay, so that's why I'm talking about this 90-day challenge right now, because I want to make sure that over these 90 days that we are so focused on our big 5 things so that we don't get distracted, because it's so easy to get distracted this time of year. This is where people fall off the wagon. This is where people eat too many cookies and they eat too much, you know, Halloween candy. So we don't want to be that person. We don't want to have worked so hard 3/4 of the year along and then sabotage it all in the last 3 months. That is not what we're about. We are focused. We are, you know, we are success-oriented people, right? Like, we want to see our goals accomplished because we want to change lives. And that we know that those people are waiting for us. They're waiting for these dollars. So we cannot sit back. We cannot sit back, okay? So when we're talking about these goals, one of the things that's going to help drive you to get it done is having a really strong why statement. So this is ultimately why you're even doing this in the first place. So I want to make sure that whatever your drive is, and maybe you're driven by just getting a good review on your, you know, like if you're a development director or that you actually work for a larger organization, maybe it's just getting the accolades, getting the pat on the back that you accomplished your goal. I don't know. But for the rest of, you know, for the rest of you who are maybe the executive directors or you're the lead volunteer or the lead for your cause and you're raising an individual budget, the accomplishment is that you actually get money in the bank, like money in your bank account. And if you don't do this, if you don't accomplish your goal, the money does not get in your bank account, and then you can't buy Christmas presents. Or you can buy Christmas presents, one or the other. So, you know, raising those funds means that you have the funds to actually go do something bigger, like spending time with your family or going on that vacation or whatever the end goal is, putting money in retirement. That all is going to be the driving factor that's going to keep you focused on the big goal. So think through what is the thing that's actually going to drive you. It's going to make you get up every single morning and think, okay, I'm going to knock this out. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to get those meetings scheduled. I'm going to get in front of my volunteers. I'm going to recruit my volunteers. I'm going to pull together this team so that I can make sure that we're really successful. And so all those details need to come in because you are so laser focused. I've told you guys before that I really loved Dave Ramsey. And so I was listening to his radio show recently, and this lady was talking about her personal budget, and she was talking about paying down debt. She was talking about paying down her personal debt. And she just said, hey, we knock out all this debt, and then we do this happy dance, and we get all excited, we pat ourselves on the back, and then we don't make progress. And so it's like we meet this little milestone, and then we don't go anywhere from there. And so David asked her, you know, why are you even doing this in the first place? Like, why do you want to pay off all your debt? And she said, well, I want to be a stay-at-home mom. And so the reason why I want to do this is because my kids, like, I want to spend time with them. I want to be at home with them. And so he was talking about how much money they had to pay off and how long it should take them based on their income and everything. He said, you should be able to do this in 2 years. And he said, maybe you need to just put a couple pictures of your kids on the refrigerator or post some pictures on your budget that drive you towards making this happen. And she's like, oh, I never thought about that. That's a good idea. Okay. You know, focus on that why. But the thing that he did that actually turned the needle for her was when he said, let's just assume one of your children had a terminal illness. You know, they had a disease that there was a vaccine for. And if you could get all of your debt paid off, you could get that vaccine and save your child's life. Now, obviously, this scenario was not real, but all of a sudden, it clicked in her, and she was like, oh my gosh, I'd do it, and I would be so focused. Like, I would be done deal. Like, I'm saving my kid's life. You know, and I think that that's the problem with so many of our goals, like how we set this all up, is that we don't have this strong why that is like life or death, where it starts to feel like, oh my gosh, if I don't do this, then lives will not be transformed. And I know you guys are working in industries where it is life and death. It means the difference between somebody being on the streets or somebody being in a safe home or somebody having food or not having food. It's big. And what you're doing is huge. And so you should have a why that's so big and so overwhelming that it causes you to not slow down because you know there are people that are waiting for me. And if I don't raise these dollars, then we cannot help them. And so that's the kind of why that you need that's going to get you up every day, and it's going to get you focused on that end goal. And so whatever those top five things that are on this list that you nail down, I want you to have a why for each one of them, you know. And really, it's crazy because when I think about health and nutrition and the fact that I'm really focused on that right now is that the reason why I want all that comes all the way back to the fact that my vision, my personal vision, is to end the lack and scarcity scarcity mindset. Like, I want an abundance mindset. And I know that the only way I can really attain this abundance mindset is if I clean up the rest of my life. You know, it doesn't do me any good if I'm not effective, if I'm too tired to get the work done, if I'm too exhausted and I'm just weak. You know, I don't want to medicate with caffeine and carbs and sugar. I want to medicate with just having the energy, just getting up and working out and feeling good, eating good food that's actually going to, you know, fuel me so that I can help more people. And the driving factor continues to move me that I want to help more people. And that just, you know, because I know like there are people out there that don't know how to raise funds and they need me. And if I'm not good at what I do and I don't stay sharp, then I can't help them. And so when I wrote my book, one of the things that was really a driving force for me was thinking about the person who is going to read the book. And they were going to send me a message saying that this encouraged them, that this book was an easy 7-step process that finally got them to realize that this could be actually enjoyable, that raising money could actually be pretty enjoyable because you can surround yourself with people that you like, that you can raise money doing, you know, changing lives, the people that you actually care about. And you can do all of that in an easy 7-step process. And so that's what drove me to continue to write that book. Now, did I want to write it every single day? No. There were plenty of days where I was so exhausted and so tired that I didn't know if I could keep going on. But the thing was, is I had such a burning desire. I had such a huge why statement that I was like, I cannot back down on this. Like I had such a, like, I mean, that January 17th date was just seared in my mind that book release, it was going to happen on that date and this book was going to go all over the world and I was bound and determined it was going to happen. And so you have to find ways where your goals are so big that you can shut down everything else so that it doesn't distract you. And that's why when we talk about Warren Buffett's 525 rule or 25-5 rule, whatever it is, you know, that in the end, he's just saying, you'll get to the other 20 items on your list. Okay, we're not saying no to those other 20 items. What we are doing is we're saying yes to the 5, and we're saying yes to staying so laser focused on those 5 that we actually see them to completion. We are in a society where there is so much distraction. There's so much, you know, just so much going on, so much information that's out there. So you can easily just veer off and start looking at things that are like, oh, that'd be fun. Oh, I'd like to travel there. Oh, I'd like to do this. And then all of a sudden, you're totally off track. It's like, I do this all the time. It's like, I'm cleaning my house and I'm like, oh, I do a little bit in the bathroom. Then I do a little, and then I start to vacuum a little bit and then I start putting some dishes away. And it's like, you just got to go do the one thing at a time. Go in the kitchen, clear off the dishes, and then move to the vacuuming. Do all the vacuuming, check it off the list, and then move to, you know, cleaning the bathrooms, whatever. You know, but you can see where it's like if you just dabbled a little bit in everything, you're going to get nothing done. So we need to make sure that we are so focused on one task at a time in one area of our lives so that we can actually see that thing happen. So, okay, my challenge to you today, your homework assignment is to write down that 25 goal list, circle the top 5, and then create this 90-day plan for your fundraising goal, okay? So I want to hear from you guys. If you are a part of the Fundraising Freedom Tribe, I want you to post in there. If you're not a part of the Fundraising Freedom Tribe, I want you to join, okay? So we're just on Facebook, and I'll have the link in the show notes. But be sure to join us. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what's going on. And let's post our 90-day goals. Let's talk about what we're trying to do there. So I'm going to be posting in the group, and be sure to keep an eye out for that. And if you're not a part of the tribe, please join us in there. It's a fun group. So, all right. Well, I hope you guys have a great week. Let's go knock out this 90-day challenge and let's go raise a whole heck of a lot of money here in the next 90 days and wrap up 2018 strong and ready for a hugely successful 2019. All right. Well, hope you guys have a great week. Let's go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time.